And my name's Ryan, your ghost host.
Oh, man. I was hoping that we could raise the roof.
You thought that I was going to Skrillex it and let the beat drop? No.
The beat drop.
We're not letting the beat drop here. We never let the beat drop. We always keep it up in the air. Hi there, and welcome to Drunk Distry presents The Dark Ride. An extra dark ride for you today. A Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not so favorite rides and attractions. Maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. My name is Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse. We started this show because we know that cool people like this stuff too. So we're here to normalize all you adulting Disney files and have a few beverages while we're at it. And now that that's out of the way, it's spooky season. And that gets me in the mood for doom. Doom buggies. I recently watched the new Haunted Mansion, and a ghoulish chill went down my back as I thought, how many of these ghostly delights are there? And should we probably talk about all of them? Yes, we should. So we're going to do a whole show about Haunted Mansion.
Are there 999 of them?
There are 900, but there's always room for one more.
There always seems to be.
So submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. Ooh. And to allow us to get our Halloween on. If you could please drag your bodies away from the walls into the dead center of the room. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding. Almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted podcast actually stretching from two shows about Haunted Mansion to three? Feature-length presentations from an OG dark ride in film form? Or is it your imagination? We're going to get some facts about these three wonderful movies.
Classics.
from the get-go, classics.
Yeah, cult favorites.
They probably are cult favorites. We're going to get some facts and some drinks, and we'll be right back.
Crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks and mock doors wane and wake.
Happy haunts materialize.
And begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly
spook. Oh, so spooky.
That is a bop.
It is a bop.
You know, like it just gets you. It gets you in your cold little bones.
That Thurl's Ravenscroft, man, oh man, what a deep and sultry voice he has.
It's like, and also the lyrics.
Oh yeah, Xavier Exotencio, drink to him. All right,
cheers,
Imagineers. He's got a tombstone out front too. Him and Brother Claude were our favorite Imagineers on
Dear
this.
Dear
Departed, Brother Claude. Something
like something in a log.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Claude. What does Claude do? No, he does something. Here lies dear brother Claude.
Tried to have sex with a woman named Maud. I don't know.
That'll do it.
She's old. Actually, she's probably the one dying, if I remember that movie correctly, because she was old. Are you ready to get your spooky on?
Happy Halloween, Ryan.
Happy Hallows Eve.
This would be the holiday. If you were a holiday, I feel like you would be Halloween.
Well, that seems mean.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like it, but...
Oh, I thought that was a comp.
I feel like that was a little, like, backhanded comp.
Oh, no, I thought it was a comp.
Like, oh, you look like a zombie.
Oh, no, like, see, that's the way your mischievous brain took it. I meant, like, because you...
Therapist!
You used to do really dope Halloween parties.
I used to do really dope Halloween parties. I do love Halloween.
What holiday would you prefer? Flag Day?
I mean, I'm a Christmas boy.
Well, you are a Christmas Eve baby.
Yeah, this is true. So I'm just all about holidays.
I'm Christmas.
You are very Christmas. Maybe I'm like Arbor Day.
Maybe you're Thanksgiving.
I do like to eat.
No. All right. You're not a holiday.
I will be all the holidays.
Okay.
Wrapped up into one cornucopia.
Careful what you wish for. Now you're Columbus Day, and that is problematic.
Oh, man. When I sailed the ocean blue in 1492.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to do our yearly trip to the mansion.
So, yeah, I mean, we've talked about the Haunted Mansion ride a couple of times.
Multiple times.
It's one of the rides, though, that probably, you know, we talked about the tiki room an equal amount of times.
Yeah, that's problematic. More but than now, Columbus.
But that this, might be problematic. We're going to do something we don't normally do, is we're going to talk about the movies based on the rides.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to do it for Pirates of the Caribbean and the Jungle Cruise as well.
Well, we
this
might,
is going to be great.
Maybe the pod will be over by
great fodder for podcasting, talking about visual material. So if you haven't seen these movies and you have Disney Plus, push pause, go watch 7 hours of horrible movies, and then come back to us and start this podcast from here. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed your movie marathon. Woo.
Hey, are you sick of it?
Do you still want to talk about
it? Do you hate the ride now a little bit too? You know, the good thing is
I think
none of the movies have affected my ride experience.
I think all the movies do actually very wonderful, nice service to the ride. Maybe at the detriment of the film itself, you know, like,
okay.
Like none of these movies are good, but I do love like the Easter eggs that they do for the ride. I think are all like, there's never in the three of them that we're going to be talking about today. And there could be more, but our research only went so far. So we don't have fan made movies or anything. We have like, you know, official.
Do you think that there's that type of stuff about the Haunted Mansion?
I mean, I have seven of them on VHS that I made myself when I was seven. Maybe.
What would they be called?
Haunted Mansion 1. Haunted Mansion. You thought it was creative?
I thought it was not creative. I was like, the Haunted Love Nest.
Oh, Madame Leota. Madame Leota gives head.
Oh.
Shit. Sorry.
Send them in from regions beyond.
Tail of a rat. What? Where did that come from?
Why do you have a tambourine in here?
I said no music. This is such a classic Disney attraction. It's so big and steeped in lore. So, you know, of course it's been depicted many, many times. Disney's always trying to find the new and best way to put product placement out there in the world. Find a new way for revenue. So why not ruin a okay movie with lots of references to BMWs, U-Haul, Zillow, Yankee Candle, CVS, and of course, it's not a spooky movie without a bit of booze. So they decided to put in Tito's Vodka, Budweiser, and Jose Cuervo just to spin it out.
Yeah.
So
999 happy sponsors of the movie.
Yes, exactly. But with all that booze, at least maybe we would have some positive reviews. Maybe.
Yeah.
This is a drinking show. So first off, we got to get some beverages. In the past, when we talked about the Haunted Mansion, we drank a drink called the Haunted Mansion, which was kind of a spirited twist on a Long Island iced tea.
Right.
And then the second time through, we drank a poisoned apple, which was kind of like a cinnamony apple maple cocktail.
Oh, that was good.
It was very good. It was like very fall-like.
Oh, yeah.
This third time through, we're going to drink something called a dark ride.
Oh. Which,
right? Cool.
It's adorable, Ryan.
It's adorable. This is courtesy of Jason Miller, which he has a YouTube channel you can check out. It's very, very cool tiki drinks. And his drink is inspired by a cocktail created by Skipper Christian from Trader Sam's. So this is kind of like a sanctioned real drink.
Full circle here.
Yeah. In it, you know, it's kind of like it's a Trader Sam's drink. So it's a little bit like, you know, long-winded, but it is delicious. What you're going to need for this is 1 ounce of lemon juice, 1 ounce of pineapple juice, a half an ounce of cinnamon simple syrup, which is just half sugar, half water, heat it up, and then just dump a bunch of cinnamon in that.
Oh, yep. I mean, it's very fall.
Mm-hmm. Very, very fall so far. And then now we have a half ounce of orgeat, which is kind of like an almond mixer. It's going to add a bunch of sweetness to this as well.
Okay.
And then you're going to add a tablespoon of Benedictine, which is an herbal liqueur. If you don't have it, I didn't have it. I'm using Jaeger because why not? Herbal.
Sure.
There's lots of herbal liqueurs out there. I'm sure, you know, Benedictine might work the best because I'm sure that Skipper Christian is a pro. But if you're in a pinch, everybody's got Jaeger, it seems like. So, then you're going to add a full ounce, maybe even 1.5 ounces of Smith & Cross, which is like an overproof aged rum. If you don't have Smith & Cross, any overproofed aged rum will probably do. And then you're going to add a lot of Angostura bitters to this one. So we normally just add a dash or two, but they're asking for a full ounce. So just like keep on dashing.
Dashing
and Dixon.
Dashing through the snow.
Yeah. You're going to shake all that up over crushed ice and then pour it over ice with some mint, and you'll get your dark tiki on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty delicious.
Cheers.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a,
give it a whirl.
It's like an herbal, sweet Jamaican rum punch thing.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's nice.
Yeah. And now that we have our drinks, what are you going to be drinking out of today, Adrian?
So I'm still doing my Chippendale mug.
Well, you can stripping is nice. Easy. It's fine.
It's a nice big mug.
It's true. It's
a so nice I can big get mug. More drink than you because you have a little
true.
Mug.
This is true, but I can fill it up again. You can never be afraid to ask for seconds.
That's true.
I'm using my milk glass Magic Kingdom.
Like a shot compared to mine.
It's from the 70s, and it's kind of ghostly looking. So,
it is. It is. The milk glass has a ghostly illusion. It's, yeah.
Ghosty bug. Yeah. I just got back from Disney not too long ago, and I didn't make it in. I wanted to go into Memento Mori to like look for a new mug.
Yeah, you didn't make it.
I didn't make it in. The it was lines a quick were trip. It was just so crazy. The lines and yeah, it was a very quick trip. So
and that store in particular is very cramped.
Very cramped.
It's not.
I like it though.
I like it, but I feel like I can like even if there's three people in there, I'm like get out of my way.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, I feel very, like...
protected. Like, you want to check them?
I want to, like... No, no. I just want to, like, you know, meander. And I feel like I got, you know, I got everyone sitting in front of me.
It is small, though. So, like, the meandering only takes, like, 30 seconds. And you're like, okay, done.
They could expand that a little bit, I think.
I want them to expand it into a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Memento like, drink-a.
Yeah. Ooh-hoo. Mm. Yeah, like a... Maybe a restaurant. Restaurant bar.
Wouldn't a Haunted Mansion restaurant be really cool?
I think it's going to kill it, and I have hopes that with this Beyond Thunder Mountain, you know, expansion, maybe that's like, you know, how you start to make the transition over to like a villain's land is through maybe. A restaurant.
I would love, instead of making movies about every single ride, they start making restaurants about every single ride. Because there used to be a restaurant here in New York City called Jekyll and Hyde. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
We would go there a lot. It was like a big outing. Because it was so cool. It was like, you know, a spooky restaurant.
Yeah,
we would go, if we were ever going to a Broadway play, that would be where we ate.
When I came to New York for a high school trip, that's exactly what we did. We went to a Broadway play and went there first.
Yeah, and like I feel like they could do something like that.
I feel like that's a very universal restaurant.
True.
So I think that Universal would, but I think Disney could do it better. I think that Disney could do like a really amazing haunted restaurant.
Like they could literally play off of the dining room scene.
Yes.
You know, we could have like dueling picture frames and stuff.
Yeah.
The tricks going on.
I would love to have some Pepper's Ghosts.
Pepper's Ghosts.
Well, and then putting pepper on my
and then
steak.
There's like your pepper ghost steak.
Yes. Perfect. Amazing.
I love it.
Okay, so we have some facts. We've never done one of these, so I don't really know how this.
We're just going to talk about it because I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
Because I just watched this literally Friday. The new one.
Okay. So I've got facts and stuff about all three of the ones that we're going to talk about. All of these spooky serenade of selections.
Well, let's start at the start.
Okay. So we start at the start, and that is not the queue. Unfortunately, it is the Haunted Mansion 2003, starring Eddie Murphy. This American supernatural horror comedy film was directed by Rob Minkoff, who did The Lion King, and is a current member of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh,
apparently.
Well, didn't he move on up in the world?
Go figure. It was written by David Barenboim, who has writing credits on Elf and the Spiderwick Chronicles and Strange Magic. So those are kind of all you know, kind of okay, decent. The film stars Eddie Murphy as a realtor who, along with his family, becomes trapped in a haunted mansion. Terrence Stamp, who looks like Sting on a bad day, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the butler Ramsey.
Creeps me out, man.
Ramsley. He's the secret villain. We have Wallace Shawn. Everybody loves Wallace Shawn.
Yeah, I mean, inconceivable.
Inconceivable. and then we have Marsha Thomason from Lost and Las Vegas, right, and White Collar, so all sorts of shit like that. And then we have, finally, we have Jennifer Tilly as Madame Leota.
Maybe the best Madame Leota of all the movies.
Well, we're going to get into that in a little bit.
It should also be known, Ryan and I were asked to be guests on the Murphy Monday podcast to discuss this very film.
We were, and we sure were.
So if you want to look that up, it's called, not, listen to this one, but we did like a whole like 2-hour episode.
Yeah, we talk all about this movie.
Because it's all about Eddie Murphy. The podcast is all about Eddie Murphy. So
it goes through every...
Yeah.
Every Eddie Murphy movie of all time.
Yeah.
Even the bad ones like Lisa One and Pluto Nash. This grossed $182.3 million worldwide against a $90 million budget. So, like, you know, not a flop.
Well, I think, like, this being the first one, I mean, that alone had to get people... butts in seats at a theater.
Must have. I remember being excited.
Me
for
too.
This.
I remember then, being very excited by the artwork, even.
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, and I don't know if... Did you see this in the theaters? I don't think
I did not see it in the theaters.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it in the theaters. I think I saw it on, like, HBO or something.
Yeah, and, you know...
But I remember being excited to see it when it came out, and then, you know, you watch things like this, and you're like, okay, fine.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not, you know, everything isn't hitting it out of the park. And I can't remember if this came out. This came out, I believe, after Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, yeah, this is 2003.
What was that, 1982?
So probably around the same time. No, I mean, I think it was probably also in the early 2000s.
Yeah, probably.
The thing about this one is, so I think we should say the pros and the cons of each one.
Mm-hmm. As we go through.
Yeah, because there's pros and cons to all of them, I think.
Sure, totally.
And I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan.
Yeah.
My favorite comedy of all time is Coming to America.
This also, Pirates of the Caribbean also came out in 2003.
Yeah, I think they were pretty much around the same. But the production value, the budgets are very different.
Two very different things.
Because they went all in on Pirates, and this was a little bit low rent.
Yeah, this got the second. This got, I mean, $90 million is still a lot.
$90 million's, yeah. I mean,
2003 money.
But like, I will say, out of all of the premises for like an idea for a Haunted Mansion movie, out of the three, this one to me, I like the best.
Okay.
I like the idea of being, like, I like Eddie Murphy playing a realtor that's trying to put a spin on something that's so awful. Because it speaks to the idea of realtors being like, this place is so cozy, but it's, you know, it just means it's small.
For sure.
So he's, like, doing that. I like the idea of that.
This one was also, like, pretty funny.
And, yeah, there's funny gags in this. The kid... I forget his name.
He is adorable in this.
Yeah, we actually became friends with him on social media because of that episode.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I communicated. He like, reached out. He heard the episode of the podcast because we talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
He's not a kid anymore. He's a grown man. the guy that played Eddie Murphy's son. But so that part, I feel like I like the idea of this one, the best of the three. I can leave this. My friend Ryan, who was on the podcast before, my friend Ryan Noveline, we were talking about this recently, and he said, he's like, this one I kind of leave on in the background. Like, if I'm like, this is one that I can kind of like be cleaning my kitchen. It's like a very background.
Yeah, don't pay attention to it.
But I feel a similar way. Out of all of them, this would be the one that I would just kind of have on randomly in the Halloween season.
Sure.
I mean, the Muppets one. Also, but
the Muppets one, which we'll get into, is just a bit short. That's the only thing.
Very short. Yeah. It's like a TV show episode.
Yeah. So we'll talk about. I guess let's talk about.
What are your pros on this one?
I mean, I think that the cast is like really fun and put together well. And I like the red herring. I like that there's like a kind of a trick ending to it.
Sure.
That you're not really like, you know, it's not laid out for you to see. Like you don't, the new one, you kind of like, you know what's going on immediately.
You can figure it out.
Yeah, it doesn't like, you know, hide anything. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But I think that this one has like great casting. Like
really it does. I like this. Jennifer Tilly is Madame Leota the best.
And like Ramsley as the butler is like a truly like
he's like scary,
scary guy.
He's scary. Do you like the idea, the storyline of
and this mansion is beautiful.
That Master Gracie is in love with the realtor. Like,
well, I mean, have you seen Marcia Thomason? Because like, who wouldn't be in love with her? She's spectacular.
Okay, no, but I'm just saying in terms of a plot.
I mean, I think that that is a plot for life because Marcia Thomason is a joy. I think that it's silly, but, you know, apparently his Sarah was a very similar looking lady.
It didn't, the ending didn't, you know, bother me.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that they, like, went into some, like, I don't know, additional, like, the Constance Hatchaway of it all, and like they don't really like get into that too deep. Like I thought that was where she was going to be Constance, but she's not,
right?
And then like take like a dark turn.
They kind of ignore that as a
They kind of ignore that, and like they're up in the attic, and I think that they give like homage to it, like it's like some other family member or something. But I think that's how it goes. It's been a little while since I haven't seen this one this year, so But
what about the set? Do you like?
I really like this this mansion. This mansion is like I feel very like decadent and like a little bit more detailed than the newer one.
So this one in terms of overall filming was a little bit brighter, a little bit more colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Muppets. The Muppets version. The last one is very eerie.
Yep, it's very eerie.
It's more like...
I don't like the grand spaces in the newer one. I like but like the hallway and stuff like that in the newer one is great.
I mean, it looks more, you know, like, it's obviously looks a little bit more expensive and in the newer one and like more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just overall like it was just like my eyes were hurting at how there was I just felt like the whole movie was extremely dark and ominous.
Sure.
Like I was very like turn a light on.
Everything felt very realistic, including the ghosts in the new one, except for the main baddie who looked like a cartoon character,
the hatbox ghost.
Yeah.
And you had warned me about this, and so I don't know if I then was, like, hyper aware of it, but they really do lean into the Hatbox Ghost.
Oh, big time. Huge.
It's the Hatbox Ghost movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that he's not that interesting of a character.
Yeah.
So, you know, weirdly, like, how do I want to do this? So, Guillermo del Toro, you know, like, famous Oscar-winning director, of like you know all sorts of
big deal,
Pan's Labyrinth and I Fuck Fish and what's it called? It.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one he won the Oscar for.
What is that? Water for something? Or
Water for Algernon? No, it's
The Way of Water. No, that's the name of the water. Something water, right? Like I don't know.
Yeah. I Fuck Fish is what I call it. Okay. And so he was going to do a scary haunted mansion version. And it was in pre-production in 2012. And he was going to heavily lean into the Hatbox Ghost. Like that was his character. So like what we're seeing now is kind of like what that movie would have become, except for it's not. At one point, Ryan Gosling was even like in talks to star in it, and there were like a bunch of like reasons that it didn't work out. But I guess like Disney basically said like this is too frightening for family audiences, and so they canned it in 2013. Guillermo del Toro went on to do his own haunted house movie, Crimson Peak,
mm-hmm.
which stars Loki Tom Hiddleston.
Sure.
So if you want to see, like, you know, what that could have been like, what the Haunted Mansion movie could have been like in Guillermo del Toro's hands, go check that out. Go check out Crimson Peak. It's pretty great. It's a really fun Halloween flick, and it's scary and kind of like a little fucked up and fun. So I would say go check that out.
So I had heard rumblings that Katie DePold, who wrote
Ghostbusters,
mm-hmm. Heat, like Snatched, all those movies, that she was in the works.
So she wrote the screenplay for the lovely 2023 version that we got.
This is her?
This is her. Haunted Mansion 2023 is an American supernatural horror comedy directed by Justin Simeon of Dear White People and Bad Hair. He wrote and directed those. And from author, Katie DePold, who did Parks and Rec and the 2016 Ghostbusters reboot, which everybody loved so much. It stars Lakeith Stanfield from Atlanta and Dope and Get Out. It stars Tiffany Haddish, Owen Wilson, Danny DeVito, Rosario Dawson, Dan Levy, Jamie Lee Curtis.
So we're doing which one are we doing right now?
We're talking about the new.
We skipped the Muppets.
We'll come back.
Okay.
This one has more stars.
Okay. I mean, I think it has too many stars. Actually, I think there's too much cast.
Oh yeah. Why is Danny DeVito there?
I don't know. Because he's small enough to fit.
He's a professor. He's a professor of haunted houses in Louisiana.
That makes no sense.
That's never been to this
one. Stick to the Penguin.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Jared Leto comes in at the Hatbox as the Hatbox Ghost. Why did you pay a star to do this? He didn't have any Leto-ness to it.
No.
Other than disappointing. So yeah. Maybe that was why they brought him on. Nice disappointment. This grossed $116 million worldwide against a $150 million budget. So it was Curse Splat.
Okay. Yes. So this movie kind of came out exactly at the time of the writer's strike and all this stuff. So... mm-hmm. It didn't get, like, the red carpet sort of, like, people weren't really, like, seeing it, and...
Yeah, people...
people were kind of boycotting this type of stuff.
Sure.
But I don't think that was a bad decision.
I don't think that that's what caused
I think this should have been a straight to Disney Plus. I do not think this should have been in theaters.
Yeah, I think there's so many stars with it, I think that it probably deserved a theatrical run, but it was not good. Yeah, that's the end of that sentence. It was not good.
I got so angry when the mother and son pull up.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, but I don't know what her name is in the movie, so I'm saying the mother and son. Yeah,
Rosie, okay.
They pull up in the middle of the night to move into the Haunted Mansion. It's dark out.
Well, she's pissed at her movers for being so late.
Right, but that doesn't happen. You don't pull up to the scariest house on the block, and then it's like you go inside. It's even scarier. Everything's covered in cobwebs. And you say to your son, "Pick your room. You want to pick your room?" I'd be like,
"Did you buy this place? You want me to sight call unseen?
Child Protective Services, like CPS, like would be all over this shit." It just doesn't. I was just like. How dare they insult this beautiful woman and her gorgeous son would not be moving into this house in the middle of the night.
No, they would not. They would not.
It's infuriating. And there's nobody around. Nobody's there. And she doesn't think, like, let's get out of there until that. I'm sorry to spoil the movie, but there's what are those things? The armor, suit of armor things.
Yes.
It looks at her, and then she's like, okay, now we're going to go. And it's like, all the other creepy stuff.
Well, what's worse than that is that then they go and bring a shit ton of other people into this house that they know that these ghosts are going to follow them back.
Yeah.
And they bring them all in under the guise of, like, they talk to them at the doorstep, and they're like, well, don't come in unless you want to.
Unless you're prepared.
Unless you're prepared to come in to this haunted house.
It's haunted.
But they don't say, like, these motherfuckers are going to follow you home.
Right.
And torture you for the rest of
existence. Right, like, you're just letting that happen to other people.
Yeah, that's such like a crime.
Yeah, I think
Poor Owen Wilson has been crimed.
He has. In many ways.
I don't know. What are we going to do? We're going to talk about this piece of shit.
So I really hated the whole plot.
The plot of this one is that,
tell it. Explain it.
I'm having trouble.
I summarize it. Put a little bow on it.
I don't want to.
What happens in the beginning and what's the end? If you this is a spoiler episode, but what's the big summation of all of this? All
right, so ghosts are pissed.
Yeah, they're pissed.
The especially pissed ghost is the Hatbox ghost.
Yeah, he's
very angry. He was a very wealthy man who was
very angry. You don't get a Hatbox for being a
Don't get a Hatbox if you're not wealthy. No. And we learn all about how he was angry. He was an angry ghost, an angry rich man ghost at his own mansion, and now he's stuck in somebody else's mansion. I think that's why he's pissed.
For eternity, I mean, yeah.
So the real story is, Master Gracie loses his wife to some sort of sickness.
Yep.
And is trying to contact her in the spirit realm. And then he ends up not contacting her, but contacting like 999 other ghosts. And they all just hung out. They all just keep on hanging out at the house. I don't know why they don't, you know, go back to where they came from, but... and then during that time period, he also contacted good old Jared Leto, and then he came in as like a mean ghost, and the mean ghost is the bully on the playground, bullies all the other ghosts that are just trying to have a good time.
Is anybody following this?
And then and then he needs 1,000 ghosts to have his evil plan come together. But nobody really tells you what his evil plan is, that he's going to, you know, not be stuck in the house. I don't really know.
Yeah, so. Like, I don't know what the motive is. I don't know what they want.
Yeah, they want 1,000 ghosts.
They want one more ghost.
Yeah, they have to fulfill their football team. And the roster needs 1,000.
Okay.
And they want Lakeith Stanfield to be the 1,000th.
Well, who wouldn't?
He's a very handsome man, so.
And he's a rocket scientist.
He sure is. / photographer. / ghost tour.
I'm like, this is the beginning of the movie. This hot guy comes out. He's at a bar. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm a rocket scientist. Like, okay. Sure.
Yeah. And it's a / alcoholic ghost tour,
yeah.
Guy. I actually didn't hate his character.
No, I didn't hate his character. Yeah. I didn't hate really anybody's...
I hated Tiffany Haddish's character.
Okay, yeah, that. And it's she not was, my favorite Madame
Leota.
She was Leota.
Pretty... Yeah, she was pretty hard to watch. And then, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. I really like Jamie Lee Curtis, but not this role did not hook it up.
It felt like a afterthought.
Yeah.
Like, well, they wanted to get Jamie Lee Curtis in there.
Yeah, I mean, like, they should have just hired Jennifer Tilly again.
I know. Why not? Got her on retainer.
Okay, so moving right along,
please.
To the Huppets, the Muppets Haunted Mansion. This is in 2021, and it is a comedy Halloween special based on Disney properties, The Muppets and Haunted Mansion.
Okay, so this is thought of as a special.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was released in October of 2021 via Disney Plus, the way that all of them should have been.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Muppets' first Halloween special. The plot stars Gonzo and Pepe as they face the challenge of staying in a haunted mansion for one night.
What a comedy duo. Gonzo and Pepe are incredible.
A joy
together. I love when they're narrating the story, when you're with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pepe throughout is my
favorite.
Pepe
is just...
I didn't grow up liking... I mean, Pepe wasn't really part of it when we were growing up.
No, he wasn't. Yeah.
But like even like as he became part of it, I was like, oh, this guy's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But in this role...
Muppet Christmas Carol is fantastic.
Yeah. I love him in this.
When he goes, I am here for the story, I am here for the food.
Yes. Like,
same. I love him.
I am here for the parties. Where are all the famous peoples?
He's the best.
And then he meets John Stamos, which fantastic cameo for Mr. Stamos, a Disney fan.
He is.
Big time fan. owns the D from Disneyland.
He does. Backyard. He's got the big D.
He's got the big... That John Stamos has got a really big D. this was directed by Kirk Thatcher, a Muppet man himself who co-wrote Muppet Treasure Island. Oh. Excellent. Muppet's Wizard of Oz, which I didn't know existed.
Oh, and now it's great.
I have my homework.
Oh, you have to watch it.
Oh, I will be.
Yeah.
And Turkey Hollow, a Thanksgiving-themed TV movie from the Jim Henson Company, which aired on Lifetime.
Lifetime?
Which what? Is why none of us saw it. Because we all thought it was about a Muppet.
A Muppet's husband who killed McKermit killed Miss Piggy in this Thanksgiving special.
After beating her unmercifully, and nobody paid any attention.
Because he wanted to get with Pepe.
He was secretly in love with Pepe.
Who isn't?
I think we just wrote a new movie that I would really like to see.
So this is a delightful little romp.
Yeah, so this one's short. It's like it's only like an hour.
It's very quick. I remember being like, I thought I was going to be sitting there for a lot longer. Then I was like, they were playing the wrap-up music. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
It's kind of the way it should be.
It's kind of the way it should be because it's based on a 13-minute ride.
Exactly.
Like how are we getting 2 hours of content out of this?
We're not. That's the problem. It's really, really dense. Like, there's, like, so many Easter eggs, so many little pieces. A ton of cameos that I totally enjoyed and have no fucking clue who these people are.
Well, yeah, because they're all people like the guy from New Girl. You know, like, who knows his name? Isn't he in the beginning singing in the graveyard?
No, that's not even him.
Oh, that's not
him. Because I know that guy.
Okay.
That's Jake Johnson.
Yeah, no, okay. That's not him.
Who knows who he is?
That's somebody that looks like him.
Sure. There's a lot of people out there that look like...
Then the guy from Arrested Development.
Will Arnett.
He's there.
Yeah, he's our ghost host.
He's our ghost host, and he was great.
Yes, I love Will Arnett. But, like, Constance Hathaway... I don't know who she is.
I don't remember who. I don't remember what she looks like.
I don't know. She's like a woman that is like the one that's hitting on Pepe. She's a very fun character.
Yeah, I just don't remember.
I have no idea who she is.
Yeah. Yeah. No. There's a lot of stars in this because I think here's what I'm going to say to you right now.
Okay.
If I was famous, and my agent said to me, "Well, what do you want to do? You could do anything." I'd say, you're getting my ass in a Muppets movie. That's number one.
That is number fucking
not
one.
Not SNL. No, I want to be in a Muppets movie. And that would be my thing. I'd be like, you're getting me in one. We're working with somebody. Call Jason, whatever his name is, from How I Met Your Mother. Siegel.
Yes. Tell him to start
I was
going to
say Sudeikis.
Okay, so what do we got? We got Sky Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Craig Robinson is in this from The Office.
Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
Jeff Knightley, Justin Machado from Elena of Avalor. I don't know I don't who know these people are. Craig Robinson's in this.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knew? We also have what's the guy's name with the scary Mexican guy with the
I can
the
picture chest everyone tattoo. Listening to this episode screaming at the going I'm going to get messages I appreciate all you guys they're going to say these are messages I get I was yelling at my radio.
Well, you guys should know better by now that we don't know what we're doing.
We don't know at all off the top of our heads.
And we don't do the research enough before.
We do a lot of research, though.
A lot of research,
but then
but not
we get
enough.
Here and we're like, "Oh, we need even more research."
Yeah, there's always. This is a horrible.
That's a horrible website. The Diz Insider.
They're part of the community. They're probably good. They're probably good. They just have
you guys.
Really one bad.
Don't
one bad article.
Don't come for me.
Anyway,
but the thing about this one is, you know, I think it got. It didn't take itself as seriously as the other two, obviously. Cause that's, you know, you put the Muppets in anything, they lighten up the mood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because the Muppets don't take themselves too seriously, and that's why we love them. But so I think, like, this one, you immediately, like, you're singing, you're the Crimson, in the Crimson, in the, you know, you're right away getting into it. And what I like about this one is the idea, there's no Doom Buggy, but the idea... That you're going to tour the house.
You tour the house and they kick you out at one point. Oh no, that's in the shitty 2023 movie. They kick you out like in a chair that kind of looks like a doom buggy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, doom buggy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was cute.
Yeah,
but you know, like
I do like. The fact
that Ed Asner's in that too.
Yeah, I think this is his last movie before.
Oh
passing.
My gosh. One of my favorite actors of all time.
Constance Hathaway is played by Taraji P. Henson.
Oh, yeah, Taraji P. Henson, yeah.
From Empire. Darren Criss is the caretaker.
That's the guy I was thinking of from New Girl.
Glee alumni.
Yeah, he's on Glee. I'm sorry. Same thing.
Kim Irvine is in here, which is, you know, like.
She's an Imagineer.
Yeah, Imagineer, like royalty.
Yeah. Cheers, Kim Irvine.
And she's the daughter of Leota Toombs. So Leota Toombs obviously played Madame Leota in, like, you know, that's still in the ball today. So, like, that's her.
So that's her Nepo baby?
Mm-hmm. It was her and.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah.
What's her father's name? It's Irvine.
This whole episode is us going, what's his name?
You know, there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of stars in all these movies.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, we don't have to go through all of them. But, oh, yeah, Chrissy Metz. Yeah, there's a lot.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Like,
oh my God.
From Fresh Prince.
Did he do the dance?
The Carlton?
He did the Carlton in the afterlife?
That's amazing. Danny Trejo is who I was thinking of before with the huge tattoo on his chest.
Dear departed brother Hewitt, we all know you didn't do it.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Enough.
Yeah, enough of that. So I like
apologies.
I like this one a lot.
I love this one.
I can have this one on in the background as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can have the Muppets on in the background. But, you know, here's the. Okay, what do you want to do next?
Well, so I've got some games that we can play if we're done talking about this.
I think we agree.
This one's great.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. If I had to rank my order.
Well, we're going to do that at the end, right?
Okay.
Or do we want to do it right now? We can do it right now.
Let's do it right now. We just talked about it. I'm going Muppets as number one.
Yep.
I'm going Eddie Murphy as number two. And the most recent Haunted Mansion is my least favorite.
Okay, I'm Muppets number one. I think the most recent, I liked the Easter eggs of this one better, and I felt that it told like a closer story to what I would want than the Eddie Murphy one. So even though I think the Eddie Murphy one is maybe more fun, and definitely like had like the lighthearted side of it. I think that this new one was missing the lighthearted.
It was too
side
spooky.
Of it. Yeah. So I'm gonna say my list is Muppets 2023 2003.
Okay.
Cool. Let's do some, you know, hop in our doom buggies, and we'll be right back for some games.
All I see is zombies walking all around us. You can hear them coming. You can hear them breathing down your spine.
Okay, cool. A little Childish Gambino. Okay, we're going to do some fun with reviews.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to read a negative review because positive reviews aren't fun.
Right.
That is culled from Rotten Tomatoes, and you tell me which of the films it applies
to.
Oh,
okay.
All right, cool. It's an Abbott and Costello film without those likable comedians who had a great career in such dumb comedies.
Probably the first one.
So we should call it 2003, 2023.
Or it could be 2023.
Or Muppets. So
I go 2003.
It is 2003. okay, next review. You'll still see all your favorites, but the drab colors and storylines leave the whole thing feeling flat.
That's exactly what I reviewed it, so I'm going to go that's 2023.
That's the Muppet Mansion.
Drab?
That's what they call it. The drab colors and storylines.
I think this one was drab. Yeah. All right.
Next one up. You wonder why you're willing to wait an hour and a half to go on it for the umpteenth time.
You'll wonder why?
You'll wonder why you're willing to wait for the ride after
watching
this.
I'm going to say it's the last one then because that's how I feel.
This is 2003.
Oh.
next review.
Every bad review, I'm like, it's the last one.
Yet another Disney movie based on their Magic Kingdom dark ride will inevitably feel like kiddie fare, but considering the talent in front of and behind the camera, it didn't have to be this way.
The most recent one.
It is the most recent one. And then this last one, Disney blew it a second time on the same movie. Oh, I guess we're giving it away right from the get-go. This was worse than the first one. I imagine had Del Toro done it, it would have been amazing, but this was just bad. None of the big names helped this mess. In fact, they hurt it. Disney's movies used to be so much fun. If this were the 80s, this one would have gone straight to beta.
That's the most
which
recent.
Which I agree, and it's the most recent. And yeah. I think we've talked about those facts that, you know, it's the star power kind of hurt that one. More yeah. than helped it. Overall scores, you want to take a guess at the tomato score for any of these?
I mean, I'm not going to get
none of them are great.
All right, so the first, so maybe I can just guess which one had the lowest.
Sure, that sounds good.
The first one.
What date is the first one?
2003.
The Eddie Murphy one?
Yeah.
It did have the lowest.
Yeah.
It's abysmal. Yeah. The Haunted Mansion 2003 got a 13% on the tomato meter with a 31% audience score. Muppets had a 73% on the tomato meter and a 62% audience score. Come on, audience, you can do better than that. And then the most recent one had a 37% on the tomato meter, still not cracking 50, and an 84% audience score. So the audience kind of liked this newest one.
I know people that really like this.
Yeah.
I have good friends no longer my friends.
I know wrong people as well.
You know who I'm talking to. Name rhymes with Bill.
Jill?
Yes.
Jill, why do you watch things like this and like them? Best main character. We have Eddie Murphy and Marsha Thompson as the Evers and Evers Realty team, married dynamic duo. We have Lakeith Stanfield and Rosario Dawson as friends with not so many benefits. Mm. Or we have Gonzo the Great and Pepe the King Prong. I can't believe that this is my life right now. Okay.
Gonzo and Pepe.
Agreed. I hate that this is my life, but I love
still
those
would go
two.
Then Eddie Murphy second. I would stay in the same order as my films.
Yes,
then,
agreed. Who is the best of the Leotas? We have Jennifer Tilly, Jamie Lee Curtis, or Miss Piggy.
Oh, it's Tilly.
It is Tilly. Tilly was amazing
at
it.
She was great.
Yeah. Best villain, Jared Leto's Hatbox Ghost, cartoon of itself, Master Gracie / Ramsley the Butler. Why is it always the butler?
It's always the butler.
It's always the butler. Or the ghost toast Will Arnett / Fear Itself for
Muppets.
I'm
going to go with the 2003 butler. He scared the crap out of me.
I agree with that. Best, like, Easter eggs and storyline?
Muppets. I like the touring.
They have a lot of good They have a lot of good Easter eggs in Muppets, like a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then, like,
they'll
weird
just randomly
non-sequiturs.
Say the lines, and like, I like that.
Like, the screaming goat was, like, such a weird non sequitur that I loved.
Yeah.
Or, like, the dun-dun-dun mummies.
Yeah, yeah, I like that type
I
of stuff.
Them. I love
yeah,
them.
It's campy.
Super campy. Super, super campy. I think that the newest one, for me, has the best Easter eggs, but maybe not the best storyline.
Okay.
And then we've kind of already talked about our favorite of the three.
Yeah.
What would you, if you had your power within you to make your own storyline based on the Haunted Mansion as like a concept, where would you go with it?
Okay, I've thought about this.
Yeah, because none of these are doing
I don't
it
like
justice.
The story. So if I'm just going to be inspired by the Haunted Mansion, I'm going to take some things from different films and I've come up with an idea.
Okay.
So every neighborhood has that one house where you're just like
spooky house.
Or you're just kind of like, my God, and it's like cursed. Like anyone that moves in there, it still stays the shit house of the neighborhood. But I want the Haunted Mansion to be on a street that's kind of like Pleasantville. Like it's right in the middle of think Edward Scissorhands.
Okay,
but it's in the middle of the street. But it's the people aren't like scared of it. They're just kind of like there's something cool going on in there. And the guy that owns it is, like, super rich, And he's nice, but you don't, like, there's just all this story. Think Charlie and the Chalk Factory, where people are like, he's shrouded in mystery. Like, what is going on in that house?
So, you see him mowing his lawn and stuff like that.
You don't see him.
Oh, you never
see him. It's like the same thing as, like, nobody ever goes in, nobody ever comes out, but we know something cool is going on there. They're producing something. I don't know what the actual thing is that they're producing.
Okay.
But they're doing something in that house, and everyone wants to know what's going on.
I'm making candy, obviously.
I haven't thought about that yet. Maybe they're making Doom buggies. I don't know what they're making. Oh,
Doom buggies.
Maybe, like, but it's a car.
Ride of the future.
It's a car or something, whatever. But it's, like, it's innovative. It's, like, and people want
to Elon Musk.
People want to know. We want to know what's going on there. So then the guy decides on one Halloween that he's going to let some neighbors tour the house.
It's just
Charlie and the Chalk Factory. But here's the thing. There's going to be a sentimental element to
okay,
it.
Okay.
Here we go. Now you guys are going to get ready. So a bunch of... So he picks 13 people.
Well, of course.
There's, like, a parent and a child. Just like Charlie, but there's one parent that has two children with them. Twins.
Okay. So you were allowed to knock one of them out. Got it. Okay.
Cool. No. So they're all... But they're touring the Doom Buggy. They're going around the thing in the Doom Buggies.
Oh, in the Doom Buggies.
In the Doom Buggies. Like, they've set... But they're being pushed by something. It's not... They're not on a track.
Okay.
But they're in the Doom Buggies, but somebody's pushing. So you go through this whole thing, and it's just incredible. But then they notice that all... That one by one, people start to notice that they know some of the people that are in the Haunted Mansion that are the ghosts. But all the ghosts are cool. They're chill. It's not like they're not like, ah, I want to get you. They're
the second half.
They're having a great time, just like in the... They're the second half.
Okay.
They're having a party. There's a part... And they're you go to all those scenes, okay? And people start to be like, oh, my God, that's Mrs. Henderson. She died. She's here. Look, she's having the blast. You know, and then... So there's this one father-son there, and the mother had passed away. So the son now picks this up, and he's like, oh, my God.
Where's,
like,
mom?
Mom is going to be here. And he starts – and, like, they're going – and she's not there yet. She's not there yet. She's not there yet. So they finally get to Leota, and, like, they're like, you have any questions for her? And the kid's like, where's my mom? Like, I thought she'd be here. And then the mom, like, she signals her, and she comes through. But she goes, I decided not to be here because – I don't want you to want to be here.
Aww.
I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to have the best life. So this is all fun. Everyone's having fun. But what you're in right now is the real magic. So go back and have a great time. And that's like, and then he's like, oh, okay. And so he doesn't want to just retire to the Haunted Mansion because his mom's there. He's like, I got it. I got the message. Is that, like, yeah, there are some people here and they're having a great time, but the real great time in life is outside there. So don't wish your life away.
Okay. All right. I like it.
So I want it to be that, like, your tour.
You want the tour.
I want the tour, yeah. But I want the tour to have some sort of meaning.
Okay. I like it.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
Okay.
I would go see that movie.
It's a little, I'm obviously pulling from Edward Scissorhands and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yes.
But they're pulling from stuff, too.
I mean, maybe Tim Burton needs to make one of these, and then we would get that exact story. Maybe we would get that.
You guys, please let Ryan's going to tell us his story, but then I want you guys to write.
So I have two. Okay. One that I had kind of thought about right before the show, and then one that I thought about during yours. So okay. Which I think is more original. So I like that.
You weren't
so
listening.
Of course not. Why would I do that? Why would I bother doing that? So the first one, I think I would like to see the story of Phantom Manor from Paris.
Okay,
brought to life, which is essentially like. I think it's a play off the captain with the daughter who is, like, stuck in the house. He doesn't, like, let her out, and then she kind of, like, leaves to be with her lover, and then he kills them both type thing.
Okay, yeah.
Except for it's in the Wild West, and it's Barnabas T. Bouillon, the guy from Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
Like the villain, like he would be like the villain of it.
And by the way, my Haunted Mansion house is not the New Orleans one. It's the one from Disney World.
Of course it is. I mean, come on, we're not going to California for this. So you know, it would be like kind of like an old west haunted house type thing, and it would be kind of a story that's part ghost and then part, you know, like the politics of the West and, like, you know, like a corrupt politician type of thing. And then the other one that I thought that would be kind of maybe fun is if at the beginning of the movie, like, a kid went into a haunted house and then had a hitchhiking ghost come back with him to his like regular life, and then it turns into like almost like an ET story.
Oh, okay.
Of like,
I like that
him
one.
Becoming friends with the ghost.
See, I think I want it to be a little bit more. Yeah, I don't want the ghosts to be assholes.
Yeah,
I'm tired of that as a theme.
Yeah, I think that this one would be like a fun asshole like Drop Dead Fred type stuff.
Yeah, I want them to be an asshole, but in like a fun way. Like I think even like in my version, the ghosts are not assholes. They're having a great time. Like they're not like trying to spook you out. They're like they're just living their afterlife.
Yeah, they're
enjoying their
fun.
Afterlife.
Yeah.
When the crim doors creak and the tombstones wake, and it's just constantly like that.
It's just constant creaks and wakes.
Yeah, and they're just partying in the graveyard.
What would you guys like as your version of the Haunted Mansion if they were to make... When they make a new movie, what would you like it to be?
When it happens.
It's bound to happen. There was 20 years before two of them, and then just a year between two of them. So some, I think there are every 3 to 6 months, we're going to expect a new one.
Yeah. We'll do another episode of this when next year's comes out.
Yes.
Hopefully it's one of the ones that Ryan and I came up with because I think they're better.
Yes. Agreed. The Dark Ride is presented by Drunk Distry and is available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Those things really, really help us out. You can also help us by just telling a fellow Disney Parks loving friend to listen in. Feel free to hit us up at drunkdistry@gmail.com for anything, comments, stories about movies,
movie plots.
Not fail mail, whatever you got going. And please follow us on our socials, Instagram at the Dark Ride Podcast and Tiki Taki at Drunk Distry. Tons and tons of great theme parks content on there. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And remember to always keep your kingdom cool.
You should know what's really going down below. Dressed in their best clothes, there are rows and rows and rows of dead men. Take a look at your feet and down 6 feet deep.